In few weeks, eligible Australians will participate at a referendum to vote for the Voice in Parliament. To get more comprehensive and detailed information about the proposed change to the Constitution, we're joined by Dr. Zare Ghazaryan, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at Monash University. Dr. Zare, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not long now, and Australian voters will decide if they agree or reject government's proposal. But first, about the voice to Parliament and the Indigenous constitutional recognition. Why was decision made to hold a referendum instead of passing a law through Parliament?
A referendum has to be held because there is a proposal to change the constitution. And the constitution is ultimately the rule book of the country. It came into effect in 1901 when Australia's became a federated system of government. What we have in the Constitution is a rule that if there is going to be any change to the document, any change to the Constitution, then it will have to be through a referendum. And ultimately, the referendum can pass only if a majority of voters in a majority of states agree to the proposed change.
What are the proposed changes to the Constitution?
The proposed changes to the Constitution, and this is, I will read out the referendum question that people will see when they go to the polling station in a few weeks' time. It is a proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. And voters will be asked, do you approve of this proposed alteration? And I think that is going to be what people will be thinking about more and more the closer we get to the referendum. People will be asked to agree or approve this proposed alteration. And of course, the Electoral Commission will be providing households with all the information they need to cast an informed and valid vote.
Dr. Zare, what are the main hurdles of holding referendum to change the constitution?
One of the main hurdles is the difficulty in trying to change the Constitution. The Constitution was set up so that it was going to be very difficult to make any changes to. As I mentioned earlier, to change the Constitution, there needs to be a double majority. Ultimately, the majority of voters and the majority of states must vote yes for there to be a change. And what we've seen, of course, is that this is very difficult to achieve.
Historically, are the outcome of referendums successful in Australia?
Referendums in Australia have had a very poor track record of success. There have been 44 proposed changes. Only 8 of those have been successful since 1901. And I think the last successful one was in 1977. This was after the Whitlam dismissal in 1975. And one of the changes that was successful was that if there was to be a casual Senate vacancy, then someone from the same political party would replace the departing senator. So changing the constitution has been hard. I think the one that people would remember, which was most recent, was in 1999, and that was on whether Australia was to become a republic. And people would, of course, remember that that was defeated as well. So changing the constitution is very difficult.
How the votes of states and territories count in a referendum?
State votes are part of the national vote, but they also, of course, are important because when we're talking about a majority of states voting yes to make a change, then that's where the result is crucial. In other words, state votes contribute not only to the national vote, but of course they contribute to the state total as well. Territories, on the other hand, are a bit different. So the Northern Territory and the Australian Capital Territory, they are not states, and therefore their vote is just part of the national total vote.
What the latest opinion polls say about the success of the Voice referendum?
The opinion polls have been showing a very strong trend, especially over the last few months. Support has been slipping for the yes vote. It was around about 60%, over 60% late last year. The most recent sort of numbers that we can see are floating around 40%. So it appears that the longer that the campaign and the discussion has been going on. There's been less support for the Yes campaign. And when we look at something like News Poll, for example, which is published regularly, News Poll had 56% of Australians saying yes in February this year. That's now gone down to 38% in September. And at the same time, the no vote has gone up from 37% in February to 53% now. So the trends have been clear. Whether that, of course, transpires and whether that becomes a reality on referendum day or referendum night is yet to be seen. But the trends at this stage are looking as though the no vote is increasing in popularity.
Dr. Zare, thank you for the interview and the information. We'll talk again after the referendum.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our guest was Dr. Zare Ghazaryan, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at Monash University.